The year 2010 saw jazz go big, with some jazz artists recording with very large ensembles, big bands, swing choirs. But NPR's Patrick Jayanwatanonen says the opposite was also true.
It was a big year for jazz musicians who focused on their small groups, like their really, really small groups. It's a brave jazz musician who is willing to make a true solo album, but one soprano saxophonist has made his last two albums completely unaccompanied. His name is Sam Newsom. Newsom's is one of at least two solo sax records this year. There's also music for solo bass clarinet, solo bass, solo guitar, there's a handful of those, and at least one solo voice recording.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done.
That's the standard Comes Love, sung by Theo Bleckman. For his 2010 solo album, Bleckman took a big box of percussion instruments and toys with him to a Swiss monastery. He accompanies himself here with the Indonesian frog buzzer.
Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any. You'll start sliding when you're
Jazz musicians are used to working with collaborators, supporting them with rhythm and harmony as they take their solos within a group. Jazz pianists are perhaps best equipped to record solo. They can accompany themselves, in a sense. They can play melodies and harmonies at once. A lot of pianists released solo albums this year, at least 10 by my count. Matthew Shipp is one of them. He's known as an adventurous improviser, fond of dissonances and free exploration, but he also likes to play hymns and jazz standards. It's rare for jazz musicians to record solo albums. Getting there takes a lifetime of practice and invention. But this year, a lot of jazz musicians showed that off. Patrick Jayanwatanonen, NPR News.
Hear more about the year in music on our jazz blog at npr.org/ablogsupreme.